The case was brought by a couple who wanted to subdivide their land near Madison. Some of the new lots would go to commercial development, but the city of Madison overruled the idea, saying it would cause too much expansion of development in the area. The Wisconsin Supreme Court unanimously ruled the city did have the right to do that, that in some cases cities and villages can overrule particular types of land use just outside their borders. The Wisconsin Realtors Association filed a friend of the court brief in the case. The association's Debbie Conrad laments the decision restricts the power of townships, that is, rural areas.
And in some counties, if you look at all the cities and villages and start drawing circles around them, what may happen is that any control or voice that a town or a town resident would have may be eroded and may disappear.
But the League of Wisconsin Municipalities argues cities need greater control. Dan Thompson is the group's executive director.
The concept of planning really works best when you have one more encompassing unit of government charged with planning where the streets are going to be, planning where the parks are going to be. If we attempt to take planning and assign the responsibility to each neighborhood, the neighborhood interests get highlighted over the needs of the larger community.
By a 4-3 majority, the court also overturned a 1993 case that gave townships more power and cities less. The impact of the new ruling may be felt in rural areas near quickly growing cities and villages. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.